Yeah, good morning, church. How majestic are your deeds? How great are you, God? I just really want to encourage you to declare how great God is today, to really proclaim His goodness, the things that He's done for us. And, you know, so often in the week, we just focus on ourselves and what we have to do and our jobs and our lives and our friends and our family. But let's just really take this time to focus on God. The true and living God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, who loves us intimately and knows us intimately. I really invite you to just to worship Him.
There is no one like our God. We will praise You.
This is still our heart to get before God. Remember the things that he's done for us. Remember the things he's done for you in your life, the goodness and the faithfulness of our God. And through that, let's just really just proclaim how great he is, and how good he is in all his ways.
Yeah.
Psalm 139 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. Even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. You formed me in my inward parts, you knitted me in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And we are. And sometimes we might forget that the whole of our body is fearfully and wonderfully made, not just our physical body, but our spiritual and what we think. Even the things in the depths of our hearts are precious to Him and mean something to Him. So God, would you just continue to move in our hearts? God is here.
God is here, moving in our hearts, looking to pour out His love abundantly in us. We are here, longing to be changed, breathing to our lives again. Don't let us leave us here.
Spirit.
Spirit of God, fire of love, come have your way in us. Your glory and power awakens us now, Lord, have your way in us. You are making all things new, Jesus, let the fire in us.
Come, we will burn.
And we will burn for you.
Spirit of God.
Spirit of God. Again, we're nothing without you, nothing without you. These dry bones will lay again, we're nothing without you, nothing.
Do you believe?
Nothing without you.
nothing can stop us praising you. So thank you for that, God. We just want to continue to proclaim how great you are, how great you are in our lives. In every circumstance, God, you are good. In your love and justice.
Take a seat.